the Creative Team Talks podcast for Hillsong Creative.
Hey, creative fam. It's Katrina Peebles-Lotu here, and I have the privilege of encouraging you as you all prepare to serve in your creative teams on Sunday. For those of you who may not know me, I am a part of our Sydney Vocals team at the Hills Campus and lead our choir. And I've actually been serving on team for almost 30 years. It goes very quickly. But this is for you as you lead our church congregation from wherever you are leading on Sunday. And my encouragement starts with reminding you that you are meant to be here. We know we are a worshiping people. We are a people that constantly choose to honor and revere King Jesus, no matter what is going on in our lives. And so thank you. Thank you for choosing to serve, for the sacrifices you have made and will make to be here. Thank you for the expression of worship that you bring, adoring God with what He has put in your hand, whether that be through song, music, sound, lighting, stage team, cameras, control rooms, graphics, art on our screens, going through the checklists, and so much more. I believe that you are anointed for the role that you will carry on Sunday. I have heard it said that to be anointed is to be smeared with ability. Like when someone is anointed with oil in the Bible, it wasn't just a little bit of oil on the forehead. It was poured all over you. You would be dripping with oil. You are dripping with anointing. Being anointed means you are enabled and empowered through the Holy Spirit to point our congregation to Jesus, to lead them to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I look at the scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We read about Jehoshaphat, and he finds himself at war. And you can go and you can read that passage of scripture about what was happening and what was going on. But I want to read to you from the Message translation in verse 21. And it says, after talking it over with the people, Jehoshaphat appointed a choir for God, dressed in holy robes. They were to march ahead of the troops, singing, "Give thanks to God. His love never quits." The NIV says that Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord, to praise Him for the splendor of His holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever." I love he says he appointed a choir. Shout out to all our choirs across our campuses. But they lead the way in worship, in praise. Judah, the tribe of Judah, was often sent out first too. Praise leads the way. Let praise lead the way and lead people to Jesus. Bring your praise as you serve, however it might look like. And I believe as we do that together in unity, like in 2 Chronicles, we will see the name of Jesus exalted, glorified, honored. We will see the enemy's schemes overturned, prison doors opened, shackles come loose, hearts softened, and people turning to Jesus. So a reminder, you are a worshiping people. You are anointed for this as you get ready to serve. And you are here to lead in praise for the glory of Jesus. Love you, fam. Be blessed.